The next topic discussed was the major ECOG adjuvant trial, E1505, which through the intergroup mechanism aims to randomize 1,500 patients of all non-small cell lung histologies with stage 1B, primary tumors of 4 centimeters or greater, stage 2 or 3A disease, to 4 cycles of cisplatin doublet chemotherapy alone or combined with bevacizumab. Treating investigators have a choice of cisplatin vinorelbine, cisplatin gemcitabine, or cisplatin docetaxel as the chemo regimen, and after completion of chemotherapy, bevacizumab is continued up to a year. This is similar to other trials in breast, colorectal, and other cancers, and Dr. Jablons began the discussion by commenting on the issue of Bev and wound healing.
In the adjuvant setting, there's not too much concern about giving bevacizumab. I mean, you know, the issues with ATEs, et cetera, you think about, but for the most part, these are better performance status patients. They, you know, already selected, they came through a resection, and they're doing okay. So I think, you know, the dehiscence issues, I don't think that's going to be a problem as long as it's after a few cycles at least of run-in chemotherapy. So should be fine. We actually had a neoadjuvant trial with bevacizumab 3 years ago, carbodocetaxel, but we couldn't really accrue enough patients to it. But the point is, even with that and a washout of the third cycle, we didn't have any wound healing problems, bronchopleural fistula problems, anything. So I think from that toxicity point of view, there's limited reasons to be concerned. I think it should be fine.